This is GQDN for Thursday, May 7th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. And go get Quest worthy. It's back. By patreon.com/groupquest. Good stuff there. More stuff Saturday. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some free games, possible sales coming there soon too. The Video Game Hall of Fame, get some news in there. And Pragmata, hit a milestone. But today, via WindowsCentral.com, the Xbox Helix developers had a live stream and they were talking about the project itself. As we know, that Project Helix has been marketed to players with as a hybrid PC console. And this device would offer the plug-and-play simplicity of the console's gaming experience, while giving you the freedom to engage the PC ecosystem, meaning you'll be able to use Steam and Epic Games and so on, and install the Windows app. Microsoft does intend to have two entirely separate sections of the gaming market into one experience, making the code names Helix to have both things. So, Jason Ronald, to get up on X, and said, for those who've asked, this is a recap of our announcements from GDC, those who weren't able to make it. But more to share about Project Helix later this year. Because Eurogamer did say Xbox will offer a closer look at Project Helix, its successor series, that was earlier today. Now, this video is roughly 85 minutes, as its name suggested, developer of the Xbox News. Microsoft did announce the inaugural Xbox Game Developer Showcase there last month, and it did promise the Project Helix presentation. And they did that exactly because of the, quote, building for the future with Xbox. And the presentation did make the GDC, along with some other developer-focused updates with Commerce, DirectX, and more. When Microsoft had something substantial to reveal about the next-gen console, he did note that the social media post today that the company will have more Project Helix later this year. So there wasn't a whole lot about Project Helix, but we will have more of that probably on the Saturday show. But there was also Project Ethos, and they're about to suffer some layoffs, but Ethos is still going to be made via IGN. It was an internal memo that was sent from Ben Brinkman, the studio head of the 31st Union, and they did share it with IGN by 2K. And it was confirmed that the development team will be scaled back. Now, there's no idea on how many people are being affected, nor there's a mention of the Project Ethos that could actually come out. So here is the memo. Quote, our studio is committed to building a bold new game with a renewed direction and vision. Skill-based PvP roguelike experience that will challenge and thrill players. We evolved as a team this past year in what has been a defining period of creative growth. While the moves we're making haven't always been easy, they are always what is required to push us forward. I believe strongly in our ability to deliver on this vision and the promise of this game. Since joining the 31st Union, it's become clear that the changes need to be made to our team in order to realize goals and deliver the experience for our players. Our successors as a department on our ability to work more quickly, nimbly to do that, we made a difficult decision to scale back our team to better align where we are in development, which unfortunately means parting ways with some valued colleagues today. While today is going to be hard, I've never been more confident in the future of our game. This team and the commitment and investment to Take Two and 2K leadership continue to show. I want to give my sincere thanks to those leaving us today for their contributions to our studio and game. We're committed to supporting them through this however we can. I know this is hard to say or a hard day for everyone. Please give yourself and your teams, yourself and your peers, the space you need as we process and adjust these changes. Don't hesitate to reach out to me, your manager, or our HR partners if you have questions or need any support. Ben, end quote. Now, Project Ethos was announced there on October 24th as a free-to-play third-party hero extraction shooter with some roguelike elements. And the 31st Union was founded in 2019 by the ex-Sledgehammer Games co-founder Michael Condrey, and originally referenced as 2K's Silicon Valley as well. Condrey was fired by 2K due to the lukewarm reception of the game. At the time, 2K Reassured employees would continue to support the project. Now we got some good stuff. One, Burden Street Station launches May 21st. That'll be up on Steam. It's an adventure game. Get ready for it. It's on Steam. It's on Steam, 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 Steam. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about BlizzCon. Esports.gg, Brian Hart's voice actor, could host BlizzCon's community night. That would be Darren DePaul. He's done it before. Why not do it again? As we know, he does great at the Reinhardt voice. We all love him, don't we? Yes, we do. So he'll be back at community night. Community night. Community night. Community night. Yes, community night. But I have in global.com to say that Pragmata has surpassed 2 million units sold. And today, that is what Capcom did announce via the official Pragmata X account with some pretty impressive artwork, I must say. 2 million units. And they said, quote, thank you to everyone for your support, end quote. They did have a special drawing from Diana to celebrate it. Like I said, looks really good. I might put them in the Hall of Fame sometime. And that is because some games via NintendoEverything.com is now in the Video Game Hall of Fame. So who are they? Are Angry Birds, Dragon Quest, FIFA International Soccer, and Silent Hill, Frogger, Galaga, League of Legends, Mega Man, Parappa the Rapper, RuneScape, Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, and Tokimeki Memorial. All very deserving. Well done to all. Well done. Some of those are PlayStation games. Yeah, the State of Play, the Days of Play, not the State of Play. No, don't get me wrong. The Days of Play may be coming soon. And PlayStationLifestyle.net says that watch for some deeper cuts for the PlayStation games, because we know what's going on in the world. Higher prices, gas, computer chips, groceries, all that stuff. Higher prices. Yet, prices could come down for PlayStation for the games. We'll let you know which ones. But if we want some free ones, Polygon did say that some PC gamers can claim some Puzzles RPG with the Cozy Sim for free. One of them is Arranger, a role puzzling adventure. And the other one is Trash Goblin, which is now out on Steam. Now, Arranger is a role puzzling adventure in itself. And Trash Goblin is a shop where you can collect and sell trash. So good luck. Have fun with them if you want them. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, people.